I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, February 14. Coming up, government signs contract for two new FAR boats, private security guards get health insurance, and National Water Commission to get training and technical support. The details after the break.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
Embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
Now the news. The government has signed a contract for the acquisition of two new FAR boats for the Jamaica FAR Brigade, JFB. The vessels, valued at more than $1.4 million, will come from United States-based Brunswick Commercial and Government Products. Public Relations Officer for the Jamaica FAR Brigade, Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Ebanks, says the boats will be used as water rescue and water ambulances, in addition to responding to fires.
The boats more than likely will be assigned one in Kingston and one in St. James, because we're trying to provide coverage in terms of eastern and western, and in terms of the ports that have the most traffic, we're looking along that area, and if needs be, the boat from St. James can easily come around to Falmouth or even come to Waterias and St. Ansby as well.
The agreement will include the training of fire brigade personnel in the operation and servicing of the boats. The Boston Whaler vessels will be able to travel at up to 45 knots with a 409-gallon fuel capacity. The National Water Commission, NWC, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Hartrust NTA and Israeli-based company Maya for training and capacity building for its management and staff. The training is being executed under the Kingston and St. Andrew Non-Revenue Water NRW co-management project. Training and capacity building will be provided to the NWC management and staff by Maya using the facilities of the Hartrust NTA. The training, which will target 150 persons, will seek to establish a highly skilled and dedicated non-revenue water management team at the NWC after completion of the five-year project. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the project will reap numerous benefits for the NWC, as well as an improved water supply for corporate area customers.
The economic benefit to the NWC for this reduction is estimated to be about $250 million U.S. in 5 years, and could be as much as $15 billion in a 15-year period, $7 billion over 15 years. We'll improve supply efficiency and reliability to the 650,000 customers, inclusive residential, commercial, institutions, hotels, and all who use water.
The minister was speaking Tuesday at the signing of the agreement. The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, will officially launch its health insurance plan for security guards by April 1 this year. The PSRA monitors the private security industry and has put in place the insurance scheme to provide health coverage for security guards. Executive Director of the PSRA, Roslyn Campbell, says the health insurance program is in response to a call for the service by security guards.
Starting from a basic option of $997 for a sole provider, meaning just for the employee, no dependents, up to $1,882, which would give to an individual optical and dental at the higher end of the scale. It needs to be said that the program and the opportunity that the security guards are getting with this insurance is the best ever.
The health insurance program is available through the Guardian Life Group to registered security guards and comprises 5 levels of healthcare access. Just over 1,150 guards have signed on to the health insurance program. This figure represents less than 10% of the overall number of registered private security guards on the island. And the government will be spending $641 million in its continued thrust to end the shift system in schools by providing additional classrooms over the next financial year. From the money allocated in the 2017-18 estimates of expenditure now before Parliament, $100 million will be spent to procure equipment for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM academies. The ongoing $5 billion education transformation program, being implemented by the National Education Trust, is enabling the construction of new classrooms to end the overcrowding in schools. Expansion projects will take place at 5 primary schools, 7 high schools, while work will be continued on another 5 high schools. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.